gold, 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 Jimmy boy.
Yes, Pat, everyone's loving the Aussies at the Olympics.
But Jimmy boy, back at the Rio Games, not everyone was happy. Let's open the vault and reheat the bait I gave the critics.
But now let's check in with Gotcha for Life founder and Triple M's own Gus Wallen with a very important message on International Day of Friendship.
Our next guest is a Triple M icon. He dominated our cricket commentary.
Karen into Warner. It's a short ball, it's whipped off his hip, and Dave Warner will get back-to-back hundreds at the MCG.
And had a lot of fun along the way.
The big Gussie Wallen on top of the scoreboard.
What?
Maybe a bit of shirt top up there by the big man. There we go. Oh, gee. Oh, look out, ladies.
He's a big man with a bigger heart. Here to tell us about his charity, Gotcha for Life, please welcome Gus Warland.
He's a good boy, Gussie. Yes. Welcome to you.
JB, Billy, thanks for having me. That's a lovely opener. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Up there, done breakfast, done drive, done, of course, Dead Set, done the cricket.
How good did the cricket sound?
Rugby league. Oh, no, brilliant. And back coming back this year. We've got our fingers crossed, Gussie boy.
We certainly do, JB. I'll hold the fort whilst you're doing your stuff on telly, and then you can whip straight in whenever you need to. That's the plan, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Hey, now, listen, you've always been very strong in the men's mental health space, and you've got really exciting things coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, JB, and appreciate the support, mate. We've got something launching today called Mind Your Mate, and you just go to the Gotcha for Life website and you just pledge who your best mates are. And what we're trying to do is get to 1 million best mates, get them all pledged up, and then we want to really send them information on how to become better mates, how to stay in contact with each other, how to have that awkward conversation at times, because unfortunately, boys, the numbers are the numbers. The number one way to die now as an Australian male is suicide at age between 15 and 44. There's too many of us at the moment warring alone. There's too many of us living in banterland and not having enough conversations of what I call gravity. And well, the thing is, we need to learn how to have these conversations. So what I want to do is get as many people pledged up as possible so we can give them the information, not to burst into tears every 5 minutes or have a deep and meaningful conversation every time they talk, but just jump out of banter at the right time so you don't worry alone, because you know, these numbers are pretty horrific at the moment.
Well, and lockdown not helping. Man. Melbourne, of course, have had 6 months in total of it. And now, of course, where you dwell in Sydney, you're stuck in the middle of it. So that makes a bad thing even worse.
Yeah, exactly right. But if you think of the positives, technology has been brilliant through COVID. It really has stood up to the test of time. So don't worry alone. FaceTime someone. Send them an email. Send them a text message. Just keep in contact. There's way too many of us that are, you know, thinking that everyone else is going okay, or I don't want to trouble people with my drama. You know what? Spend 5 minutes having a chat and a laugh with someone, letting them know how you feel, could just help them as much as helping you get through the type of stuff that life is throwing us at the moment. We've got a bit of uncertainty at the moment in Sydney, like you guys, like you said, JB, in Melbourne last year, but there will be a finishing line at some stage. And I promise you, if you keep in contact with people, it's better to have that awkward conversation now rather than, you know, unfortunately, the numbers, as I said, around suicide are horrific.
It is hard to start that conversation sometimes, Gussie. So I know you start talking about footy or the Olympics or something like that. Get in it that way. You can have a coffee. You can have a beer. You can have whatever, mate.
Exactly right. I mean, you can start it any way you like, and it's just finding that little moment, Billy. And I suppose what I'm talking about is the type of tricks and tips that we can send you. They're really easy ones.
Yeah.
Just to be able to start that conversation of gravity. Once you get there, you hang in there a little bit, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult. You might have a few false starts, but I'd prefer to have that awkward conversation and have people not worrying alone amongst my friendship group than what we have at the moment, which is all the time doing banter. And that's where we're happy. That's where we feel comfortable. That's where we feel in control. There's nothing wrong with that, but just got to find enough time for the really important stuff as well, because that's what's hurting us at the moment.
Well, we're traditionally not good at this, Gus, as Australian males. I remember my dad's dad, who is a pretty gruff old bugger.
Yeah, they're no good, those.
Oh, no. And, of course, a product of the Depression. And he used to say to – I'd hear people say to him, "How are you, Max?" His name was Max. And you'd go, "Oh, I'm all right." He goes, "No point complaining. No one gives a shit anyway.
No one listens."
That's how he was. And, you know, he's not been with us now for a long time, but – That's the background, Gus, that we all come from, is that sort of thinking with men.
Exactly right. We've grown up with that. I'm 53 in December. Certainly my generation, our generation, are like that. Probably the generation back are a bit the same. But I know you've got a young son JB, Billy, you've got young kids as well. My son, daughter's doing uni in HSC at the moment here in Sydney. I've never seen them handshake. They're all hugging now. They've never had more awareness around mental health than what I call mental fitness. We are getting there. It's like turning the QE2 around. We've just got to keep doing it. We've got to keep letting them know. Lead with vulnerability. Talk about how you truly feel. Like I said, you don't have to burst into tears every 5 minutes or have a deep and meaningful conversation every time you talk. But if you lead it as a father or as you two blokes on the radio and the status you have in the community, that'll allow other people to go, oh, is that all right now? Mm. You know, and it will take a while for it to happen. But yeah, the stereotype that we're trying to live up to is impossible. And that's got us to the numbers we are now. So we've got to do something different. If we do something different, we're a chance of changing the stats.
So Gotcha for Life.
Yep.
The four is the number, of course. Gotcha4life.org. People jump on there, Gussie, and find out more about it.
Mind you.
Exactly. There's a big pledge button there. I've made it as simple as possible. You just hit the button and you just go, Billy's my Gotcha for Life, mate. Billy goes, JB's my Gotcha for Life, mate. All your listeners do the same. We get it up to 1 million and then we can send you out all these details and a few tips. A few tricks to hopefully make that relationship and that icebreaker a little bit easier for you.
Because that's not another thing we're not great at, is getting on the computer and doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's good. You made it nice and easy. We can do it.
Exactly. Beautiful. Right, Billy. You do it on your mobile phone as well. And, you know, I really appreciate your support now. Gotcha for Life's all about prevention of suicide. Number one focus for us is zero. One is too many. So the only way we'll do it is by changing the rules, and trying to do that.
Well, mate, Gus, you also did an amazing documentary. I know that was a while ago, but people will still be able to find that somewhere on this same topic.
Thanks, JB. Yeah, it's called Man Up. It's still on ABC iView. We've just ticked over 96 million views. We gave it away to the world through the COVID bit, and I think everyone slowed down enough to actually go, you know what, I might start looking at a few things outside of my normal Netflix sort of shows and stuff. So the world picked it up, and it's not an easy thing to watch, I must admit, JB. It's very emotional. I spent a lot of time in tears, sort of basically trying to work out why a friend of mine that seemed to have everything, took the permanent decision based on a very temporary situation. And I've struggled with it all my life. And, I've seen him miss out on 9 grandchildren now, and his wife's now only just got remarried. And it absolutely nailed our community for a long time. And I just don't want anyone to ever go through that again. And that's why I'm trying to, you know, get out of the way of thinking now of being, it's weak to speak. It's actually man up, speak up time rather than man up, shut up time. And it's up to us as leaders to start the ball rolling.
You're a good man, Gus.
Yeah, well done,
you're
Gus.
Doing very important
well
work. We love that. So gotchaforlife.org, jump on there and find out more. Watch that documentary online. It's brilliant. And we look forward to seeing you during the summer, mate.
I cannot wait. Thanks, Billy. Thanks, JB.
On you, Gussie.
Man.
You've listened to Gus and a couple of other legends, Wendell Saylor and Jude Bolton, on the Listener app with Dead Set Legends Sydney. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym that was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah, Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
August 26, 2016.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Come on, Jimmy.
It's time for the big bloke to explode.
Quietly away.
This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy. I tell you what really annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
Tool heads that constantly pile into our Olympic team.
Oh.
These people are representing our country, Jim.
Yes.
At the very pinnacle of sport. Can't get much higher, Jim. The Olympic Games, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know all we do back here in Australia?
What?
We pile shit on them from a great height, Jim.
Yes.
I am sick of it, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We may have promised 16 gold and only ended up with 8.
Yes.
We may have had 15 world champions who went over there and came back with all, Jim. But Jim, fat bastard sitting in the front bar of the Rubbity should remember that they've never done a thing worth remembering in their whole life, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
So maybe think about that before you start telling the Campbell sisters they choked. I will acknowledge, Jim, that our hockey teams win everything in the f***ing world and then completely cock up the only tournament that matters.
Yes.
And Jim.
Oh, yes.
I will also concede that our basketball teams got completely bent over by Serbia, who have never won anything. But, Jim, that's beside the point.
Right.
Whining about how shit house our Olympic team performed is un-Australian.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I always say.
What do you always say?
Always better to under-promise and over-deliver than to allow Kitty Chiller to ever speak in front of a microphone again. It's not the athlete's fault, Jim.
Yes.
They didn't tell the world we're going to end up in the top five.
Yes.
Australians are at their best when they have no expectations. Look at Stephen Bradbury. Properly shithouse. Cannot skate. Lucky to make the final. Every falls over, he wins. That's Australian, Jimmy. That is Australian.
So what are you actually saying here, Bill?
If I know, Jim, I don't know. You can get You're half the problem, you peanut. And Dangers, what are you laughing at, you smack? Off, golf man. Man in production, he can get Kitty.
Oh, no.
Young coach.
Have a look at him. Oh,
no. Dean Lucan.
Oh, he's off tap.
Oh, come
he's
on.
He's lost it.
Oh, I can't operate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft
people
went home. The whale man who got swallowed by a humpback whale, Jim. He was on 60 Minutes. Carl Stefanovic, he interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no.
He had the tank with him still.
Yeah, right.
Then he thought the whale was going to deep dive, but he went up to the ocean. What do you call up the top the there?
Surface.
And... battered first. At least they got a few runs. Finchie got a few there up the top with 30. And Hendrikus, 33.
Hendrikus.
That's his name. Hendrikus.
Henriques, yes.
Someone was talking to you and said you were hungover to the hilt. For want for a better word. All right. So you know the how it works?
No! So anyway, say hello to Bartholomew.
Yeah, I will. Hello, Rabbits Bartholomew.
Nice runs made by our man Finces, who needed some.
53. Mitch good. Martin's been the star.
Mitch
Marsh.
Yeah, thank you.
Jokes. So here we go. I went to the pub last week, Jim. Tuke Miller.
Very good season.
85, Cameron Oliver. And the leader on also 85, so he's not the leader, Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm not sure who Cameron Oliver plays for.
Clayton Oliver, you idiot.
Bill.
Don't make up things. Are you a puzzle man?
I do a lot of crosswords, yes.
What about, any other puzzles? Like the, what do you call it?
Don't say
jigsaw and all that, Chief. This is a Irish gymnast, Jim.
An Irish gymnast.
Gymnast, yep. Jim.
Now we get, yesterday's joke was abysmal.
You know what? I will listen to every joke on the Instagram, the internet.
Instanet.
The Instagram. She said that Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell had a mediation session already, Jim. They've had a sit down last week.
A mediation session.
A session, and it didn't go smoothly.
Oh.
According to... A smoothly.
Smoothie, that's smoothie.
A smoothie like banana. Like banana, did they? Yeah. Or a wild berry or something.
And it didn't go that well, apparently,
right.
Jill.
Jill. What sort of neck is he in?
Caro said, Jim.
Skateboarding's one of them.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, yep.
Bloke did a three, what did he do, Jim? A 2080 the other day or something.
2080.
1080.
1080, was it? It's three spins. Surfing, what about surfing?
I know, mate. 2080 would be remarkable.
It would be, wouldn't it?
I mean, you're not landing straight again because the math doesn't work, but boy, would it be an absolute spill if he's come off six spins or nearly
five and three quarters.
Tell you what's tropical, Jim. No, even topical. Topical, Jim. Topical. Because we did spoke about Jeff Bezos yesterday. What's the millionaire's name?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. We spoke about him yesterday.
Yeah.
Can you believe there's footy on two tonight, Jimmy boy? Round 19 of footy starts. And what about the milestones? We've spoken about them before, but...
What game's on tonight, Bill?
Sean Higgins. Well, it doesn't start tonight. It starts tomorrow night.
You
listen
said there's
up.
Footy on tonight.
I said there's footy on this weekend, Jimmy. Don't listen.
Oh, this has got a nice feel about it, this show. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. One more day. Oh, crikey. One more day before... Yeah, I'll spit it out in a minute when we get a break. And they put up the cryptocurrency.
I saw that.
Yes. What else? Dracula for the Romanians when they walked out.
Romanians.
What are they called, the Romanians?
The Romanians.
Romanians. But it's as we spoke about yesterday, it's a different game. It's nothing like the NBA.
More physical.
Oh, yes.
I allow a lot more stuff to happen.
No razzmatazz and all that stuff.
Razzmatazz.
Razzmatazz. Ooh. Razzmatazz.
There's a T in there, yes.
What about this? This interests me, Jim. Even interests me. I tell you what else is good. Our man, Matt Horton, got a bronze. He was part of the...
Mac Hawkins.
Yes, get it right.
Mac Hawkins.
Mac Horton.
Goodness. Horton and Mac Hawkins.
Bill. Well, he's my mate. We swam together in the boat.
Take a chair and sit this
Cut that bit out, we'll G.
As I said, the Olympics bring the worst out in him.
Oh, because I am Olympic'd out. I'm Olympic'd out. And you wouldn't believe yesterday I was driving around Geelong, Jim, just as I do there.
Yes.
Only 5 Ks from my house.
Yes.
And I found myself behind an ambulance, an ambo. Right off beyond this
ambulance.
You know what came to my head when was listening to that?
What about that sentence? When was?
When I was listening to that, Jim. Arinculus.
What?
What's the arinculus thing on your grandma?
Oh, my God. No, have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, no, don't get rabbits.
Rabbit,
no,
say
get
it.
Another go, please.
What's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Jim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jase.
Can you believe that, Jase? Just a juvenile man.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour special Friday podcast.
And what we're doing is ripping out our favourite moments of watching the Olympics over the years.
Yes.
Now, I'm swimming focused for this one.
Okay.
Because this time next week we'll be into track and we can pull out another one for next Friday.
Right.
But this one, for me, is in the pool. And I'm taking us back to 1984.
Oh, LA.
One of the most astounding gold medal swims the Caper has ever seen.
Right,
17-year-old Aussie John Seaman came from nowhere.
Gross, look at him. To his left. He's worried. Crosses some time. Absolutely. Here comes the doll. Here comes Seaman in lane 6. This is going to be a horse race.
Seaman
is the leader right now. Gross is dying. Seaman is about to pull a huge upset in lane 6. 17-year-old John Seaman of Queensland, Australia, came on in the last 20 metres and he caught Mikhail Gross and beat him to the wall.
Mikhail Gross, of course, the legend from Germany, who was unbackable in this particular event, Bill, and a world record time in the 200-metre butterfly for John Seaman. And then, of course, Laurie Lawrence gone completely nuts in the stands. But, Bill, no one had ever heard of him. Like, he just literally, as a 17-year-old, came from nowhere, and it was just brilliant. I'll never forget it. I'm 84, so what was I? About 17?
17.
And so I remember being stuck in front of the TV just thinking, never even heard of this bloke.
17-year-old.
And he has come from nowhere.
That is good. I remember it, not as good as a couple, but I know the name. Everyone knows the name now, I think. And Laurie Lawrence.
Oh,
he jumped in the pool.
Bananas.
Once. I don't know if it was after when John won, but he actually jumped in the pool.
Could have.
Oh, mate, he was mad. He was a bit like, who's the coach now for
Dean Boxall?
But how good?
Oh, no.
The passion.
It's fantastic.
All right, so for me, that's my favourite swimming memory. I mean, just eclipsed Kieran Perkins from lane 8, which was just extraordinary. But he was a legend and had already won. So this bloke literally came out of nowhere.
Okay.
For you?
Oh, well, I go back to the same Olympics, LA, 84, Jim, and yes. Dean Lucan.
Big Dinko.
Dinko, that's his name.
I know.
Dinko's his name. But I had no idea who he was, yep. and it was the weightlifting, and you saw all the big boys in there, yep. and they powder up and things like that. And he came out, and he's a big boy, and you go, they go, he's a chance here, and it was the, I don't know what he was lifting, huge amount.
No, massive. The bloody bar bends.
That's right. And this is for the gold medal, Jim.
Yep.
And he lifts it, and they're going berserk, everyone's going berserk. And we're all waiting for the three lights. The three white lights, they went up and he won gold. And then you find out he was a tuna fisherman yes. over there in Port Lincoln.
Port Lincoln, yep.
Somewhere there. And, mate, Dean Lucan was a star. So well done. He, I'm, oh, sorry, here it is.
He's got two lifts in which to do it. It's 5 kilos heavier than he's ever lifted
look
before.
At this.
My word, this is encouraging.
Yes, he's got it. Tremendous effort.
Let's
yes,
wait on
he's
it.
Got it.
Lights.
Let's wait and see. There he's got is. Three lights. It's a gold medal.
Mate, 5 kilos than he's ever heavier than he's ever lifted.
And Bill,
you.
The thing about that I remember about that was his story built through the Olympics.
That's right.
So no one had heard of him. Yeah. And then suddenly everyone said, hang on a minute, oh, we're a chance in this. And this story came out about who he was and his parents and the tuna fishing and all the rest of it. And then bang. Just a golden lift.
Hey, just on that, we do have a Geelong boy that's racing today, Friday, Jim, in the eights, the men's eights.
Oh, yes.
He's from
normally dominated by the Yanks.
Exactly.
The men's eights.
Yeah, but he's a Geelong College boy.
Very good.
Used to, I know him because he used to come around to my house, Jim, just chasing Lucy Brownless. Yes, and also might have egged my house one day.
Egged your house?
Egged the house. Yes.
What?
Yes, him and his mate did. But his name is Angus Whittacombe. So all the best to Angus. I spoke to his mother during the week. She's very, very excited. So he's from Geelong. I said, is there anyone else from Geelong? And there's a lady, Mary Hannah. She's 66 years old, Jim. Oh. She's in the equestrian.
Oh, beautiful.
And then, of course, the other day we saw in the women's trap, she's from Colac, Penny Smith, who did pretty well, didn't she, Penn? So a couple around from the district, Jim.
Nice.
Good luck. But all the best to Angus today.
I like it and enjoy your weekend.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Fruity Friday podcast is done. Don't forget, the footy kicks off from 6 p.m. tonight. Mark Howard, Nathan Brown, Jason Dunstall, Dale Thomas, Damian Barrett and Tom Brown for St Kilda versus Carlton.
Oh, I love that lineup. What about that for a lineup? And now, Fat.
Yes.
A joke that's a little fruity because that's okay on a Friday.
Yeah, it's a little fruity.
Podcast only.
Mm-hmm. Billy!
Billy, won't you tell us? Joke now, 'cause you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose.
Change.
Oh,
can we change that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Righto, Jimmy, a fruity one. Sorry to those who take offence.
That's how he's starting.
And for those who don't, good on you. Upon hearing that her elderly grandfather had passed away, Jim.
Grandfather.
Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, he had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning.
Jeez.
Horrified, Katie told the grandmother, she said, jeez, two people nearly 100 years old having sex. Now that's surely asking for trouble, Gran. She said, oh, no, Dune, no, dear. Many years ago, we realised our advanced age and we figured out the best time to do it, have sex.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
To do it, was when the church bells would start to ring.
Mm.
And it was just the right rhythm, Jim.
Right.
Nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous.
Right.
Okay. You're just simply in on the ding.
Oh, no.
And out on the dong.
Oh, no. Bill, that's not a probe.
She paused, Jim, by the way, to wipe away a tear. But she continued, and he'd still be alive if that f***ing ice cream truck hadn't turned up.
No. Bill.
The ice cream, Jim. Ding, 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 dong, dong, dong. Imagine old Popsy. Oh, geez, Jim. No wonder he had a heart attack, Jim.
Oh, no.
That's it, mate. Poor old Gramps.
Green sleeves or whatever that bloody thing is.
That's it. Oh, Gramps heard that and he's had a heart attack, Jim. Oh, good one, Bill. Anyway, footy up next.
Take that into your weekend.
Especially if you're older.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Oh, no.